straight from the stores, I went into the drawing office. And in the drawing office, went into the pattern store, a pattern shop. And my job in the pattern shop was generally running about for the pattern makers. And the other job I had was when the pattern makers finished making a pattern, all the screws that they had left over, because they used to take them by the handful to do the job, they brought them back and threw them in a box. And in this box, there was literally thousands of screws in the box. And my job was to sort the screws out and put them back in the respective boxes that they could be used again. Well, being coming straight from school, I couldn't tell whether a screw was 2 inches long or 2 1/4 inches long, or whether it was a number 10, 12 or 14 screw. And it was a very, very slow and tedious job. And after a very short time, I done what all my predecessors had done, and that was leave them in the box
for someone else to sort out.
Just recap in a moment. You mentioned the pattern shop. Could you just very briefly explain exactly what went on in the pattern shop?
Well, if there was a casting required, whether it was in steel, cast iron or brass, to cast this, they had to make a replica of the casting in wood, and the wood was then put into a sand mould and then carefully removed, and then the molten metal was poured into the mould, which formed the casting required. But it was a very, very skilled job, in my opinion, because when the pattern makers had the drawing of the casting required to be made, there was no instructions how the pattern was to be made. And this was very skilled, really, because you are to have risers to allow the air to escape, and feeders for the metal to be let into the mould. And if the casting was a hollow construction, they had to make a mould of the what they called the core. The core was then cast in sand and held in position with little metal, I don't know what you call them, little metal fittings, which gave you the thickness of the material. The material was then poured, and when it was cool, the casting was removed from the mould, and the core that was removed, the sand core was removed, and then it was fettled, to remove any excess metal on the casting.